Get to do anything fun over the bye week?
Nah, I just recovered my body and healed up, you know. Just chilled and did me for a weekend.
How important was that bye week for the health of the team?
It was big for us, you know, to get our feet back under us. And, you know, we have a big stride, a big stretch that we have to finish out strong. So, you know, getting our feet back under us, it'll be big for us.
Anything you focus on specifically as a defense?
You know, just playing our game, you know, just playing our game and just coming out, just keeping giving energy at practice and just being fired up, ready to go. You know, like I was saying about this big last stretch, just big for us. So we know it's going to take preparation and we just got to come out ready to work at practice. We'll be fine.
Yeah, his coach really emphasized kind of the opportunity you guys have ahead these last three games.
Yeah, he emphasized that a lot, but he, at the same time, he's trying to tell us to take it, you know, day by day, game by game, week by week. You know, don't get carried away in the big picture. Don't get lost in it. You know, it can happen. So, you know, just come out ready, fired up, and ready to go.
Is it difficult though to do that when you know you're playing a team next that just lost Appalachian State?
No, I feel like guys on this team, you know, they're actually starting to understand what Coach Fisher is trying to tell us. You know, he's trying to tell us that, you know, every game is a big game, no matter what their pass is. And, you know, just come out fired up and ready to go because you never know what can happen. Football, things can change, like, quick, and, you know, you just got to be ready for it.
You ever look around and just can't believe how many young guys are around you? I mean, the future is probably bright, but just how young y'all are overall?
Yeah, we're definitely very young. You look around on the offensive defense, we have a lot of guys making plays, a lot of freshmen. You know, a lot of freshmen stepping up big for us. I think that's big on us. And, you know, that's what Coach Fisher go out to recruit guys that can come and play no matter how old you are. If you're good, you're going to play.
And you're just a junior, but you feel like a grizzled veteran.
I'm just trying to be a leader to the young guys, you know, let them know that, you know, it's bigger than them and, you know, just keep working and don't get lost in the big picture.
Buddy, on this middle stretch of games since you played the Brent guys and you played Ole Miss, Mississippi State, UTSA, what did y'all get better at on defense, you think?
On defense, I think we started out getting better at turnovers, then we kind of fell away from it. But I think, you know, eliminating explosive plays was something we was trying to work on. That'll be huge for us in this last stretch. If we can eliminate those on defense, then we'll be fine. So I think that's something.
What do you expect to see from South Carolina? I mean, they beat Georgia. Mm-hmm. They looked good. And like Owen just said, they didn't show up last Saturday. What kind of team do you expect to show up on Saturday?
I expect them to be fired up, ready to go, knowing that, you know, this game, you know, this can, you know, change their season a little bit. This can, you know, get some eyes on them. So I expect them to come out ready to go and juiced up. And so we'll have to come out prepared and, you know, fired up too.
How important will that be to make big stops early so that they don't gain any confidence?
That'll be huge. You know, if we can gain big stops early in the game, then, you know, we can create momentum for the team. And if we can create that momentum, we can just keep it consistent, we'll be good.
Another freshman quarterback this year. How do you feel like I think, first of all, it's kind of odd to play four freshman quarterbacks,
yeah.
I would assume. And the ones you've played before, you know, how do you feel like you confused them? Or you know, how do you feel like they reacted to playing y'all?
I feel like the game was changing a lot. You know, it's a lot of young guys stepping up, you know, playing in bigger roles now. But I think Coach Elko, he always does a great job, you know, doing his scheme or doing his thing, you know, forcing his will up on the younger guy, you know, trying to get him, you know, just trying to get him, you know, just where he can't think in the pocket, you know, sending different blitzes at him, throwing different coverages. I think he does a great job, you know, and the game plan is always phenomenal. And so we just got to be ready, and we just got to, you know, force our will up on him and see how he fold under pressure. Yes, I've looked at it. We'll watch more this week. Yes, ma'am.
How did they beat a good team like that?
I think they came out fired up, ready to go. I think that, you know, Georgia, you know, I ain't going to say they took a week off, but, you know, they came out, you know, just not fired up and ready to go. So South Carolina just out-executed them.
If anybody on your team was maybe prone or whatever to overlook them, would you use that Georgia game as an example?
Most definitely. You know, tell them that anything can happen. Like I was saying earlier, football, you know, things can change quick. So, you know, every game can change by one play. You never know. And no one knows what that play is. So, you know, just play every play. And, you know, I'll just tell them just just make sure they don't get complacent. This is a big game because it's the next game.
What do you know about Dowdle specifically in their run game?
I don't know much, but I know he'll be fired up and ready to go. You know, it'll be huge for our defense to stop the run, most definitely stop the run. If we can stop the run and make the freshman quarterback have to make the throws, then we'll be fine.
Seems like Edwards has been there forever, the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Did he score to a touchdown last year? Didn't y'all had the deep catch, right? How do you control him? 89, right?
89. Yeah. Oh, I remember him. Big dude. Yeah. I think he's a great dude. He's a great athlete, and you know, our DBs just have to step up, and you know, we'll have a great game plan, and our DBs, they have to make plays. It's a D1 college, both of them, so you know, guys have to step up and make plays at the end of the day.
How much talk has there been about this being the last home game at Kyle Field and sending out the seniors with a win?
We'll talk. Coach Fisher talked about it a lot this week. I think last week it was just used for us, you know, to just focus on ourselves, focus on recovering, you know, getting stronger, getting physically stronger and mentally stronger. So this week we'll hit it hard, and, you know, we'll see what Coach Fisher has to say.
Coach Fisher likes to recruit out of state. So when those guys come in from out of state, is there anything you – particularly like to show them and say, this is what Texas is all about. This
talking about the recruits?
Yeah, recruits from out of state, since he likes to, you know, bring guys from pretty far places sometimes.
Well, not really. I just make sure they feel comfortable, make sure this is the right place they want to be. At the end of the day, it's their choice, and, you know, I don't try to fake nothing or, you know, try to be something that I'm not. I just make sure they're comfortable. You know, I show them around. At the end of the day, they fall in love with the program, everything about it, so. You know, that's just easy on my part.
There's nothing you say, this is Texas.
No, not really. Everyone come in, they think Texas is about trucks and boots and whatnot. But, you know, I tell them that's not what it's about.
So it's not?
No.